bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Friday, November 5th, 2021. By Uriah's Wife. This devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour sermon, which can be found at lutheranhour.org. The text is 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. David said to Nathan the prophet, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord has also put away your sin. You shall not die. Nevertheless, because by this deed you have utterly scorned the Lord, the child who is born to you by the wife of Uriah shall die." Years ago, I visited a church. Inside the church building, in the back, hanging on the wall, there was a wooden cross on display that had been splattered with paint. It looked like it had been vandalized. And according to the placard posted on the wall next to the cross, it had been. Years ago, someone had broken into the church sanctuary and dumped out paint on the carpet, threw it on the altar and the pulpit, splattered it on the walls. Some things the church had to throw out. Other things they repaired, but this paint-splattered cross, they left as is. Instead of hiding it, they displayed it as a sign of embracing the sinful world as it is, even including the people who had vandalized their church. Telling the story of this desecrated cross didn't change the character of the crime committed, but it did change the outcome. On the Lutheran Hour, we've been listening to the life of King David, as recorded in the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Now David, he had some highs and he had some lows. And his lows were really low. The events recorded in 2 Samuel's chapters 11 and 12 are beyond tragic. David plotted, schemed, and conspired. He vandalized the kingdom with his sin. He desecrated the sacred status God had given him. And from this point on, David's career and family enter a slow but steady downward spiral, not to recover for 1,000 years. It was around that time, 1,000 years later, when a follower of Jesus named Matthew wrote a biography about his Lord. Matthew believed that Jesus, whose body had been desecrated on a blood-splattered cross, Jesus is risen from the dead. Matthew believed that Jesus is the promised descendant of King David, about whom God promised, "I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 13. And when Matthew told the story of how Jesus came to be born, he didn't hide David's shame. Matthew explains that Jesus was the son of David through the lineage of Solomon, who was born to David by the wife of Uriah. Matthew chapter 1, verse 6. Right there, in the middle of the Messiah's genealogy, on display is a sordid affair of adultery, deception, and murder. Telling this story, as Matthew does, in Jesus, it doesn't change the character of the crimes, but it does change the outcome. Jesus changes the outcome. You and I have been vandalized by sin, by our own sins and the sins of others. But when you come to Jesus, just as you are, broken, desecrated, in a downward spiral, you don't have to hide anything from him, because Jesus promises not to throw you out. When Jesus forgives, it doesn't change the character of sin. Sin is still sin. And even forgiven sin can have devastating consequences, as it did in David's life. But Jesus promises to come and change the outcome. Please pray with me. Come, Lord Jesus. Come quickly. Amen.